you know it's going to be a good Monday when you have two beauty queens in the studio. And I'm not talking about myself or Ashley Lang.
Most of the time he is talking about himself.
Right. In this case, we're putting our crowns aside and giving the crowns to the real ladies who worked very hard to wear that crown on top of their head. So we're going to first start with a lady who's been here on Palmetto Mornings before. Her name is Carly Jackson, and she is Miss York County. And in June of 2025, she competed in the Miss South Carolina pageant. So good morning to you, Carly.
Good morning, guys.
And sitting beside you is another pageant winner. She is the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant winner. Her name is Cassidy Bennett. And good morning to you, Cassidy.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So we're going to get to you in a second, Cassidy. But Carly, let's start with you. The times you've been here on this show, it was one, because you are Miss York County.
Yes.
But two, your story and connection with Alzheimer's mm-hmm. is something that's relatable. Mm-hmm. And kind of bring us up to speed with that story and how you created the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant.
So just for a little bit of background, my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2016. And at that time, my mom, my brother, and I lived with her because my parents had just gotten divorced. So like we kind of took on the caregiving role simply because there wasn't another choice. Like it was us and it made the most sense. And being a caregiver at 11 isn't necessarily something that you are expecting or know how to do. So it was such a big adjustment for us. And when she passed away in 2019, I could seriously like barely talk about it. And honestly, sometimes I still can't. But I knew that I needed to turn all of that into something bigger than me and create a bigger purpose for it. So I started an organization called Remember the Joy that has just branched out into so many different things. And one of those things being the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant that I started 3 years ago. So really the main purpose was to bring service-based pageantry to York County because I feel like there was a lack of that growing up anyways. I wanted to open that door for people. But it was also such a great opportunity to raise money for Alzheimer's. Research is so expensive, and everything that the Alzheimer's Association is doing to further research is such a big deal. So even if it seems small on our scale, being able to give money to them and help further research and fight for families that are going through that same thing mine did is such a big deal and a huge, huge honor.
Well, what you're contributing to the Alzheimer's Association is no small feat. In 3 years, your pageant has contributed how much to the Alzheimer's Association or maybe the chapter here in South Carolina?
Yeah, it's roughly $20,000. And I will say when I started Miss Spirit of Joy, I was under the expectation that we would give them like $500 and like call it a day. Like I had no idea just how big it would become. I seriously could have never guessed in a million years. And it's not from the work that I'm doing that's raising that money. 80% of the money that we donate comes from the People's Choice voting, which is these girls advocating for Alzheimer's, reaching out to their family and friends and community members and raising the money themselves. So it's all coming from these girls doing the advocating.
Right. Well, and it's an easy give. It's an
yes.
easy ask. And, you know, Carly and I have bonded a little bit. Y'all all know my story. My mom also passed away from Alzheimer's, or early onset Alzheimer's. She was diagnosed at only 54 and a half years old. But most people have either had someone in their family or have a close friend that has been touched. So it really is an easy give. And it's really sad that we can walk into a room, and I know that you said how many of you have been affected by Alzheimer's. And I mean, I've done that in a room before. And I mean, most of the time, almost mm-hmm. every single person in that room raises their hand. So, you know, at the same time, and it tugs on people's hearts. I mean, because of that, you know, and all of it is terrible, whether it's cancer or ALS, you know, all these things. But it's just, you know, I just feel like people are seriously just touched by this. And it does mm-hmm. it does grip so many families, mm-hmm. not only nationwide, but here in York yeah. County.
And I agree. And a point that someone made to me early on in my advocacy journey is that Alzheimer's is one of the only diseases that it's harder on the caregivers and the family
Absolutely.
Than it is on the patient themselves.
Because we don't even think
yeah.
they know.
So I think that just adds a whole nother layer to it of why people care so much, because when it does touch families, it touches them hard.
Yeah.
Well, you've provided, Carly, a platform, again, to raise awareness for Alzheimer's, but helping ladies who want to use their brawn, right, their beauty and their brains to open the door for more advocacy when it comes to Alzheimer's. And that's exactly what the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant did. It was held just a couple of weeks ago. You crowned four winners. I was fortunate enough to be a judge. And I have to be honest with you, I liked everyone.
I loved everyone.
So Carly, you knew exactly what you were doing when you asked me. And a lot of the ladies competing, it was the first time ever competing. Mm-hmm. And Cassidy Bennett, you won the Miss Division and the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant.
Yes, sir.
So Cassidy, what was it about this pageant that you said, hey, I want to do this, and you've never been in a pageant before?
Well, initially I was very nervous about this pageant. You can ask Carly. I actually missed the sign up. And my dance teacher was like, Cassidy, you need to do this pageant. And then Carly DM'd me and I was like, okay, let me really think about this. So then I decided to just do it because I want to step outside of my comfort zone. But then I also thought about like the families and the calls, and like I wanted to help the people that go through Alzheimer's and like put a cause into it, if that makes sense. But,
and what is your connection with Alzheimer's?
I just found this out after the pageant, but my great-grandmother, her name was Rosie, she passed away from Alzheimer's. Yeah. So
everyone has a connection, whether you knew it or not, right? So that's great. So what did you find out about this, about Alzheimer's and about speaking to people when you're out there raising funds and raising awareness? What was that conversation like with complete strangers? Meaning when you were like speaking to them and saying, hey, I'm doing this pageant. It's called the Miss Spirit of Joy. I'm sure they were like, what's the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, when people ask me, I just explain to them my connection to Carly, because she also danced at Fascinating Rhythm. And I was like, oh, well, I dance here. So this is kind of how I found out about this pageant. And then I just explained to them about her grandmother and what she's been through with Alzheimer's. And that's what I told them about my connection and why I wanted to do it.
Well, and I think it means so much, too, that Carly is so young, you know, that, you know, she, not to say that anyone, you know, above the age of 40 can't be a good advocate, but, you know, that someone so young has been touched in the way that you were, because someone normally who's 11 or a teenager isn't thrown into that caregiver role. And, you know, you also wrote a book. Right?
Well, I did not write a book, but I did read a book.
That's it. Okay, you didn't write. We're making doctors and authors and all the things.
Yeah, that's a good point, Carly. That's what I'm going to say.
But, you know, like you have been an advocate even before you started this pageant, because you have always wanted to share with other kids or other people who were going through this. So I think that also says a lot and speaks to young women that, hey, look at what Carly's doing. I want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
Cassidy, for you, was it the... having a cause like Alzheimer's, was that important for you when you were entering your first ever pageant?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was definitely like a big reason why.
Yeah. And why is that? Just to be able to so folks don't have in their head and the mind of a stereotype of a pageant?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think so. And I think like just wanting to support people and...
I'll piggyback off of her really fast. That was one of the main reasons that I brought the pageant to. Yeah. It wasn't for, you know, getting girls on a dress, like on stage. I really wanted it to be service-based, because through my time competing in the Miss America organization, it's unreal, like the changes that I've seen. And it's not because I know how to put on a dress and walk on stage. It's because I learned, like, how to put in the work behind the scenes and how to make a difference in my community. And even if it's just a small glimpse in it, giving girls an opportunity to kind of step into that. And once you get a taste of it, I will say you catch the pageant bug. So I'm hoping a lot of them next year like want to go to Miss South Carolina and compete and kind of take it to the next level because of an introduction that they had on a smaller scale.
Well, again, you're introducing them into a world which, you know, sometimes doesn't have the best reputation, and you're hoping to change that by, again, using your beauty inside and out and your intelligence and conversation skills to raise awareness. Listen, that crown will open a lot of doors, and as soon as that door is cracked, then you can bring forward your cause, which is just wonderful. And then, Carly, before we wrap up with you, tell us, remind us too what you do remember about your grandma, Miss Joy. And,
she was literally the funniest person on the planet. I like to think that's where I get my sense of humor from. Yeah. A lot of people that shared their memories of her say that she was like a stern, serious woman. I never got that side of her. She was like my personal Uber driver. She was the one that was sitting in the car rider line by lunchtime waiting for school to get out so that she could pick me up. We spent every single day together. Even when we didn't live with her, I was always at her house. She was just simply the best.
Well, those are great memories during, I'm sure, a very tough time, and that you can look back on that and celebrate those memories instead of some of the others. What's called the Miss Spirit of Joy pageant. Hopefully, it'll be back for year four next year.
Definitely.
So it's open to anyone, really, that can get this message. So sign on up, whether you have a connection to Alzheimer's or not. But you can be like Cassidy, and now she's able to strike up conversations and let folks know about Alzheimer's and introduce them to Joy and so much more. So we certainly appreciate you, Carly, what you continue to do for Alzheimer's. And Cassidy, congratulations again.
Congratulations.
Great job.
Thank you so much.